Mishnah says a Pesach sheyotzer, a korban Pesach has to be in a specific place. It cannot be brought outside of Yerushalayim. If it was taken out of Yerushalayim or nitma became tamei, you saw from the yak, you burn it immediately. Or there's even an erev Pesach that happened. You don't have to wait till the morning that it becomes nitma first. Nitma b'ayon l'shenet mezil, but if the b'ayon became tamei, now there's no one to eat it, or the b'ayon died, since the psul is not a psul in the korban itself, the psul in the owner of the korban. Therefore, tuba tura, so you have to wait overnight for the next morning till it gets boiled a little, and then you serve a shishasa, and then lemaisa, it's not only spoiled, but it becomes nicer. But anything you leave overnight passes prescribed time, automatically gets the psul called nicer. So that's the bottom line over here, that you burn a korban only when there's a psul in the korban itself, not as a psul from the one who brought the korban. Rabbi Yechim, he says, no, by Korban Pesach, we learned that the psul in the Korban Pesach, it has to be somebody that can eat it. And since there's nobody that can eat it, because it is a puzzle, the Bailam is dead or tummy, you have to consider the psul in the Guf HaKorban, and it can be burned immediately with an apop in the Greyuchim.